Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
Anyways, our next interview is here. Hi. Okay, one more time.
How's it going today?
It's great. How are you?
Pretty well. Pretty well.
Can you please introduce yourself?
I'm Edward Hill. I'm the president and CEO and co-founder of Cause Echo.
Okay. And what is that?
So Cause Echo is a web and mobile app that allows advocacy groups and nonprofits to create, mobilize, and live stream civic events. And civic events include your demonstrations, your rallies, your disaster relief efforts, fundraisers, and petitions. So pretty much we want groups to create these events, and when they create an event, users or activists at the event can take a 15-second snapshot like image of what's going on, and it goes to our advocacy group's live or past event page, and through our web application, we stream all of these events, these civic events. It was almost like a Twitch for civic moments.
Okay. So it's like a social media for like big events.
Yes.
Okay. So how would you like specify what events would be part of this?
So these are civic events, so like your fundraisers, demonstrations, rallies that are sponsored by advocacy groups. So almost like an American Heart Association or an Alzheimer's Association or like a Habitat for Humanity. And we just want to highlight these various moments.
To bring it to light.
To bring it to life, especially right now, because honestly, we're in a constitutional crisis and we just feel like we need to highlight the best moments, because throughout history, these moments are what have furthered and progressed our democracy as a country.
Okay, so walk me through this for a second. So let's say I'm going to throw a march.
Yes.
Or hold a rally for Habitat for Humanity. I get the app.
Yep.
I open up the app. I make a post like, hey, I'm going to do this thing.
Okay, so let's say, actually Habitat for Humanity is one of our users. Let's say they're holding an event in Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And you're within like a 30-mile radius that they want to send to all their followers.
Okay.
You can swipe to like receive the notification. You can RSVP to the event.
Okay.
Once you're at the event, you can take a 15-second snapshot like footage of what's going on. All the user-generated footage and content goes to the advocacy group's live or past event page.
Okay.
And our web application, it's like a streaming application, allows anyone just to watch all those events.
Okay. So Habitat for Humanity would just create the event.
Yes.
And then other users would join the application and just like, it's like a Snapchat story mixed with Twitch, mixed with Facebook Live. Like it's just like a full everything.
Mixed with GoFundMe.
Yeah. Just to bring more awareness to the situation.
Exactly.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
I love that. Okay. And how did this idea come to life?
So my partners and I, we realized that like stuff wasn't going well years ago, and we see where it led to us now with our current like civic climate. So pretty much we just wanted to create moments. Like in 1964, Martin Luther King, the March of Washington, that was a moment. We feel like those moments are what pressure our government, our activists, our citizens to come together collectively and further our democracy and progress it.
And you're really taking advantage of the social media aspect of the internet booming right now.
Yes.
I think that's...
It is.
That's amazing.
There's a lot of negativity on the internet and on the web. So it's nice to see a company that's saying, hey, these are the good moments that are going on. We can still come together as people.
And we want to highlight the uncommon commonalities between individuals, because no one's really fully liberal or fully conservative.
Right.
Like, someone can go to a pro-choice rally and then a NRA event the next day. Like, so we just want to highlight those, like, the finite details of individual beliefs and public opinion.
Right.
Okay. And so I'm sorry. I'm trying to, like, develop my question.
No, develop it.
So how would a user make an account?
So you can just sign up, create an account, highlight various things, like whether you're a moderate-leaning, liberal-leaning, conservative-leaning, just those details, then just sign up. You can just follow any advocacy group that uses our app that you would like to participate with.
And how many partners do you have through that app?
How many groups we have? Mm-hmm. So currently, like, we're in the business of finding groups. We have about 5 to 10 leads, a couple closed, like such as Habitat for Humanity, a couple chapters, Zones International, which is a women's rights group in Buffalo, New York, with about 30,000 members.
I noticed, I was going to ask a question similar to that, because I see the red badge, so you're still in the alpha stages. So,
yes, sir.
How long before the app is ready for a beta test?
It's already ready for a beta test. We're on our version 1.2 right now.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
Is this something available on iPhones and Androids across the board?
Apple Store, Android Store, and our web app's causeecho.com, so anyone can view the events.
Okay.
That's pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet.
And how long ago did the idea, happen?
About 3 years ago.
Okay.
So it was kind of a stepping stone. When I was 15, I founded my first social enterprise. And through that, I learned that certain things have to be done to service these nonprofits, because they're really like the gatekeepers towards our democracy and towards our beliefs and causes.
Okay. And what is your business plan for this project?
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Okay. So pretty much we want to highlight an individual. So let's say as a heuristic, John Smith is a left-leaning moderate who goes to a pro-choice rally on Tuesday, a NRA event on Wednesday. That's valuable information that people want to know anonymously, of course. And we want to showcase that to your news organizations, your pollsters, your political campaigns, etc.
So how, because it's a good idea and we want to see you guys keep the lights on, what's your business model for this? How do you guys?
We sell that aggregated, stratified anonymous data to those organizations.
Okay.
And we stratify based off of zip code, because that's where political lines are drawn, are through zip code.
Okay.
So they pay per content, or?
They pay per user info.
Okay.
Per number of users.
All right.
Okay. For information. And we also, once we get more users, we plan to host ads just on the web application.
That makes
okay.
sense.
And so your plan for Collision, are you here looking for connects?
Connects, sponsors? Mainly strategic partnerships.
Okay.
And what kind of partnerships would you be looking for?
There's a group here called Political Bank with numerous candidates. We have a verified activist feature. So let's say that someone a high-profile figure or a known activist wants to have the application. So individuals can't follow other individuals, can only follow groups. However, once an individual has a certain number of events, that's a gamification model, 500 images at an event, donations, they can become a verified activist. And regular individuals can follow those verified activists advocacy groups. So if David Hogg were to download our application, he would obviously be a verified activist. And yeah.
And how would that verification process happen?
So we could tell our developers just to check them off. Or however, if you're just anybody, once you get to a certain number of events.
Right. Let's say I go to 600 events in a year.
Yeah, then you become a verified activist and people can follow you.
All right. Okay. Very nice. Very nice. So if our listeners and viewers wanted to find out any more information about this or where to follow you on your journey.
And the name of the app.
Okay. So the app is called CauseEcho. CauseEcho. The idea is based off of echo chambers.
Okay.
And our launch page is called fourtime.com. fourtime.com. That's where you can view all the links to download the Android or Apple app, or just to go to the web application.
Nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, this is absolutely amazing. I'm probably going to download it right after I get off air.
Please do.
No, definitely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your conference.
Too.